Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying ministry structure in Christ, study of spiritual gifts. In this session, we'll be looking at Exodus chapter 18, verses 13 to 23, some advice about advice. Exodus chapters 1 to 14 relate to Israel's slavery and deliverance. Chapters 19 to 40 record the covenant announced and its implementation. In between those two big sections are four chapters which are kind of like a bridge. And we'll focus on the last part of that bridge. In the forming of a people of God after slavery, chapters 15 to 18 of Exodus show us a rough picture of the church. Moses' song of salvation after passing through the Red Sea, God's provision of water after the experience of the bitter water, learning obedience through the test of daily manna, learning trust by a new test of 2 days of manna, establishing Moses' leadership by water from the rock, seeing victory over enemies by support of Moses' hands, understanding the importance of order by Jethro's visit. Moses worked for him 40 years. After 40 years in Egypt, his father-in-law was coming to visit, his wife and sons with him. It would be a time of food and fellowship with many stories to tell. This session is two messages in one, illustration and practical lesson. Some advice about advice. Let's look at Jethro's approach to Moses. We see three steps in giving advice in our text for this session. When you plan to give advice, first, check the person's perspective. Exodus chapter 18, verses 13 to 16. And so it was on the next day that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood before Moses that from morning until evening. So when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did for the people, he said, "What is this thing that you're doing for the people? Why do you alone sit and all the people stand before you from morning until evening?" And Moses said to his father-in-law, "Because the people come to me to inquire of God. When they have a difficulty, they come to me, and I judge between one and another, and I make known the statutes of God and His law. Observe, inquire, and listen." Listening is an art learned and practiced, and you can't give counsel without it. You may gain valuable information when you check the person's perspective. Jethro watched people waiting all day for Moses' judgment and then gave his son-in-law some needed advice. Second, check the advice against the person's goals. Verses 17 to 22. So Moses' father-in-law said to him, "The thing that you do is not good. Both you and these people who are with you will surely wear yourselves out. For this thing is too much for you. You're not able to perform it by yourself. Listen now to my advice. I will give you counsel and God will be with you. Stand before God for the people so that you may bring the difficulties to God. And you shall teach them the statutes and the laws and show them the way in which they must walk and work they must do. Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens, and let them judge the people at all times. Then it will be that every great matter they shall bring to you, but every small matter they themselves shall judge. So it will be easier for you, and they will bear the burden with you. Present the counsel. Present the danger of the current system. Then explain the benefit of a new way. Both are necessary. The one who brings the problem should also bring the potential solution. As a source of counsel, you can help them avoid the wrong way and help them also meet their goals. Here's the plan. Like a pastor, be the leader and the source of God's wisdom. Verse 19, listen now to my voice. I will give you counsel and God will be with you. Stand before God for the people so that you may bring the difficulties to God. Select other leaders to assist, not in status roles or because of popularity, but able men who fear God, have integrity of character, and hate dishonesty. Look again, the first part of verse 21. Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. Train the leaders to serve and lead others, like in the church, deacons, committee chairs, equipping them for godly living, performing tasks and knowing God's laws and statutes. Verse 20, and you shall teach them the statutes and the laws and show them the way in which they must walk and the work they must do. Place them over groups with areas of responsibility, understanding their duties and authority. Verse 21, the second part of it. And place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of ten. Give them authority to judge, to do the work. First part of verse 22. And let them judge the people at all times. Then it will be that every great matter they shall bring to you, but every small matter they themselves shall judge. Just as being a pastor is often painful, they need to be involved in major decisions because the buck stops somewhere. The second part of verse 22. So it will be easier for you, for they will bear the burden with you. This advice probably sounds familiar. It's much like church ministry leadership structure. The result? Shared ministry, verse 22, they will bear the burden with you. And harmony, verse 23, they will go away, they will go to their place in peace. And then third, check the advice against Scripture, verse 23. If you do this, and God so commands you, then you will be able to endure, and all this people will also go to their place in peace. God so commands you. The advice may not be accurate, so note a possible error. Then point the person to God for prayer, more insight, or affirmation. T-shirt advice is common today. Jesus Christ, He's not just for Sundays anymore. Is this correct? Should we walk with Him daily? Well, Luke 9:23 says, then He said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Consider for a moment Jesus Christ in a grain of wheat abiding alone. In dying, both produced, will produce more fruit. Jesus Christ alone versus Christ in many Christians. Moses alone versus many assistants. Look at verse 24 to 27. As so Moses heeded the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he had said. And Moses chose able men out of all Israel and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. So they judged the people at all times. The hard cases they brought to Moses, but they judged every small case themselves. Then Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way to his own land. If you check your advice this way, you will bring life more often than you'll bring death. Work with ministry structure. Seek to understand what part you play as part of the ministry. Submit to Jesus' lordship and serve Him as part of the body you were called to be. You give that some thought, and you have a great day.